Slut Interview, a cautionary tale. Content warning. Anonymous rough sex and degradation, crawling, foot-licking, name-calling, choking, unnecessary risk-taking.
Part 1.
Island Hopper. God, I want to make my bitch so hard. I want to break your mind and make you addicted to my cock. I want to own you.
As if that was so easy. As if I would commit to that after only a few days of talking online.
Katakura.
Tell me why I should let you own me. And tell me how you take care of the property you own. I was probing him, trying to understand if he knew how to steer a dynamic as powerful as the master-slave game he was trying to lead us out into since he first contacted me on the platform a few days earlier. Island Hopper. I feel like you're asking this to fuel your fantasy. Listen, if you become my slave, it's to serve and obey me and to satisfy my needs. That being said, I understand that a slut like you needs a lot of cock. And, of course, I would sometimes share you.
I was feeling just a little irritated by his tone.
Katakura. What are you implying? That I won't meet? Or that I have some fantasy about what being your sub would be like? Because I'm only guilty of one of those. And for the record, I'm still trying to get a feel for you. You're pretty full on in your communication. You can be a mean bastard if you like, but I need you to be a caring mean bastard.
The reply came back quickly.
Island Hopper. No, that's not what I was implying. What I was trying to say is it would make more sense for you to show me how well you would submit to me than the other way around. And, of course, I will use and abuse you, but I will do so in a caring way and never go over your limits. It had been like this from the start. I had tried to ask some serious questions, and yet answered from within the scenario. Of course this was a red flag, but the possibility of a play partner that was local to me made me pursue this. Also, his wordplay had hit me just right, and I couldn't deny that his youth and the size of his cock had swayed my middle-aged sensibilities. I decided I needed to take a different approach.
Katakura.
If you want to job interview me, you can meet me off the ferry at 6 and buy me a drink. Well, if he wasn't going to answer my questions in a straightforward manner, I'd just have to get him into the room with me. It didn't take long for his answer to come back.
Island Hopper. I'm still working then, but thanks for the offer.
Another message pinged up.
Island Hopper.
But the thought of you doing an interview with my cock in your mouth turns me on. Well, this was clearly turning into something I hadn't intended. I was trying to understand his dom style and get a feel for him. I mean, I was almost certainly going to get a feel for him, but not in the way I'd planned.
Katakura.
It's your job opening, so schedule me a time and a place this weekend by all means, I typed.
Island Hopper.
When are you back? You better impress me during your interview. What do you plan on wearing? He was asking about lingerie, of course. I briefly described the options.
Island Hopper.
Maybe send me pictures and I'll tell you which one you have to wear. I groaned mentally at the visual nature of men. But if he was determined to steer this, then I would let him. That was the game after all, wasn't it? Yet, I also felt like we were still engaged in a subtle battle of wills. I wanted to get something out of him when he was already on a course of his own. I knew he wanted to use me, that was clear. He was being demanding and impatient, that was also clear. I just couldn't figure out if it was part of the role or if it was just him.
Katakura.
Yes, sir. Once I'm home, I typed grudgingly.
Island Hopper.
Good girl.
Katakura.
Would you like me to provide a full CV of sexual experience and skills? I asked, having decided to keep this game interesting. Island Hopper. Yes, I'd love that. And those pictures also. Katakura. I'll get right to it, sir. I amused myself with that exercise, including key dates, experience and competencies, both sexual and specifically BDSM. Island Hopper. How's that CV coming along? He asked not long after. Katakura. It's going fine, sir. An impatient message pinged into my inbox. Island Hopper. I think it's time you sent it. I didn't like to be rushed, but impossibly timed challenges were, of course, a valid strategy for a dom to degrade his sub. This was entirely congruent with his demanding style. Katakura. I can give you the first half, sir, I wrote quickly, feeling a panicky pressure in my belly that he had no right to elicit. Island Hopper. Go ahead, slut. I copied what I had into the message and pressed send. Katakura. Curriculum vitae erotica. Katakura, a.k.a. cat, a.k.a. good girl turned slut, lit erotica, a.k.a. Katakura's words, Instagram. 1973 to 1993. Catholic youngest daughter, early signs of high libido, frequent masturbation, roleplay with Barbies as sex slaves. And so it continued. It didn't take him long to read it. Island Hopper. Good girl. You put some effort into this. But now it's time to see those different outfits. Before long, another message turned up on my phone. He seemed in one of those quick-thinking, quick-fire moods that made me wonder at his maturity. Served me right for being drawn in by someone half my age. Island Hopper. How would you feel about having your face slapped? Katakura. I've done that and forgot to add it to the CV. Light slapping is fine, but no bruises. I've tried that. I don't want to do it again. I replied, aware of the emotional resonance that followed every time my memories ventured back there. The reply was quick. Island Hopper. I wasn't planning on hitting you. Just light slapping. Wink emoji. I want you to come over. I'm really horny. I would hire you straight away if you came now. His pushiness irritated me, but I also got it. He was on the island to work long hours just to return to a hotel room and get bored. Just a kinky, horny boy. I wasn't offended by that, but I was in no fit state to meet him, having just returned home from my encounter with a gentleman Swede and suffering from a fairly severe subdrop. Katakura. You could offer me an appointment for tomorrow evening. Island Hopper. Okay, tomorrow then. Katakura. What time and where? Do you want to start with a drink somewhere so we can both still pull out? It's good practice. It was indeed a sensible strategy. The only sensible strategy. Island Hopper. Don't take this the wrong way, but I'd rather not do any public stuff. Wouldn't want to be recognised by people who work for me or colleagues. I sighed at my screen while sending the various outfit photos to him. It was hardly like I was going to get on my knees for him in a local cafe. All I'd asked was for a talk and a glass of wine. Apparently he'd only been on the island for 2 weeks and I was bound to know many more locals than he was. As I was still digesting this, another message came through. Island Hopper. I think there's a better outfit for you to wear. Completely naked, with a collar. The same idea had crossed my mind, but my breath caught in my throat all the same. I was aware that I should be steering this back to having a conversation with him, rather than a scenario where I would suck his cock, naked. But the truth was, not only did I lust after his gorgeous-looking cock, My desperate wish for a local dom was also starting to paint pictures in my mind that were just too hard to resist. Katakura, if that's what you prefer, sir. Island Hopper, you listen so well. I'm touching myself to the thought of you right now. Wink emoji. Too bad you aren't here to serve me. You'll have to make it up to me. Despite my lingering frustration, arousal clenched in my belly. Katakura. Yes, sir. Island Hopper. You can also call me Master. Katakura. Would you prefer Master? It's not a term I'd used with anyone before, and he hadn't earned it, but there was no doubt that my erotic brain liked it. Liked it. A lot. Island Hopper. Yes, slave. Katakura. Thank you, Master. This I will do, then. What time will you want me tomorrow, and where? I inquired. Island Hopper. Can you do tomorrow 2100 in town? He didn't wait for my reply. I want you to know that I'm superior to you. Irritation flared in my chest once more. Nevertheless, I played along. It was all rather formulaic at this stage. Katakura. Yes, Master. That I can do, I replied to the first half, and of course, Master. If I forget, you will need to remind me. To the second. Island Hopper. I will, slave, but repeat it often so you never forget. When you get into my room, you never get off your knees. A slave like you doesn't get to stand up. I want you to switch off your brain and become the cock-addicted whore that you are. That one hit. Katakura. Yes, Master. Island Hopper. I want to have to practically push you off my cock because of how addicted you are. Katakura, that would be cruel, Master. Will you enjoy my suffering? Island Hopper, of course I will, a slave. I decided to make one more attempt to understand his style before I met him. Katakura, there are masters that give pain in order to give pleasure, and those that just like to inflict pain. Where do I need to place you on that spectrum? Island Hopper. It's both. I want to inflict pain because it turns me on knowing you're a piece of fuck meat for my pleasure, and it turns me on that you like it. But if you didn't like it, neither would I. I'm not planning on explicitly hurting you. I plan more on abusing you, though. Do you still want to be my slave? The truth was that I wouldn't know until I met him, but I still wanted to meet. Katakura. Yes, Master. I haven't withdrawn my application. Island Hopper. Then why haven't you repeated it? It should become your mantra. You should repeat it often so you never forget. I growled internally. It was lucky that my written communication did not convey my mood. Katakura. Sorry, Master. Please let me be your slave. Island Hopper. Do you deserve to be? You haven't even praised my cock. Katakura. Only Master can decide if I'm worthy of his fat, meaty cock. Master can decide tomorrow if I even deserve it in my filthy little mouth. Perhaps that was laying it on a little thick. Island Hopper. That's it. Good girl. I'm not sure I'll let you come tomorrow, though. Katakura. My orgasms belong to you, Master. It is not for me to decide, and you can change your mind as often as you like. It wasn't hard to know quite how much submission he wanted. "Island Hopper, you're really getting to understand your place. Maybe I'll make you lick my feet, too." I raised my eyebrows in surprise. Katakora. "Ooh, that I have not tried. I'll have to see how I react to it in the moment. If your verbal dominance is strong enough, then you can make me do many things. But that type of humiliation will be new for me. I don't know my limits there yet. That always makes it interesting to explore." "Island Hopper. Good. We'll see tomorrow." Wink emoji. "Whose property are you?" Katakura. "Your property, Master," I responded dutifully. "Island Hopper. And who else's?" Katakura. "No one else's, Master, just yours." Island Hopper. "So whose cock would you rather have, mine or your husband's?" I don't know why this felt like he was breaking the unspoken rules of the game, but he definitely was. Katakura. "That is an unfair question, Master. I have not yet had the privilege of your beautiful cock, but regardless, my mouth and my pussy and my arse belong to you and your cock." Island Hopper. "Good girl. I think you're ready. Once you become my slave, you won't be allowed to fuck without my permission. I'm going to go to sleep before you do. So, in the meantime, write 20 sentences on what a dumb, cock-addicted slave you are and how you would worship my cock." Katakura. "Yes, Master. Both to the task and the need to seek permission. That's if you take me on tomorrow." "And if I even wanted the job," I added silently in my mind. Island Hopper. "I own you now." "No, you don't," I thought. It was already late, but I was going to finish my assignment before going to sleep. I made myself a little more comfortable on the sofa and started to write. Katakura. "Yes, Master. 1. I'm a filthy, cock-addicted slut. 2. I cannot be happy unless I have my holes filled. 3. As soon as I come on a cock, I just want to keep coming. 4. It's Master's cock I crave above all. 5. Master's cock is all I can think about. 6. Master's cock in my mouth. 7. Master's cock pushing its way down the back of my throat. 8. Choking on Master's cock. 9. Master's cock at the entrance to my already drenched cunt. 10. The feel of Master's fat cockhead pushing past the opening. 11. The feel of Master's cock bottoming out deep inside my belly. 12. Master's cock thrusting up against my cervix so I wince. 13. Master's cock ravaging my greedy pussy until I scream. 14. Master's cock honouring me by coming inside my hungry pussy safely. 15. Master's cock pushing against my tight arsehole. 16. Fearing it's too big but wanting it so badly anyway. 17. Master's cock pushing deep into my burning arse, then holding it there deep, letting me rock on it until I make room for him. 18. Master's weight on me as he holds me down and fucks my arse so hard that I need to tap out. 19. I want my master's cock everywhere. Until I can no longer think, because all I am is a tool for Master's pleasure. 20. Please. Must I beg you? Let me have your cock, because you stupid little slave cannot be without it. Thank you for reading my words, master. I knew my words, no matter how submissive, how self-degrading, had power, and I knew they would have an effect. I wasn't expecting an immediate response. I was pretty sure he would be working all day the next day, but I still checked my phone as soon as I woke. As the day crawled by, I kept looking at my phone obsessively. I had had people agree to meet and then ghost me, just as soon as things started to feel too real. My Texas Dom figured I was too intense for most guys. Perhaps he's right. Or perhaps most guys are not intense enough for me. I had just started watching a Saturday night film with my family curled up under a blanket in my armchair, half convinced this evening's meet would come to nothing, when my phone vibrated. Island Hopper sent you a private message. I felt the weight lift from me and be replaced by nervous excitement as I tapped the notification. Island Hopper. Oh, fuck, that's hot. A small change in plans, though. I'm going for dinner with colleagues at 20:30. Probably won't be home until 1. Do you want to postpone? How is that a small change of plans? Well, at least he was both honest about it, and I chose to believe him, even as I sighed internally. But why was he asking me if I wanted to postpone? Surely this was the only option. Katakura. That's fine. How about tomorrow instead? Island Hopper. Sure. How long does it take you to get here? I frowned, trying to figure out what he was getting at with that question. Katakura. 25 minutes? Are you thinking of requesting me spontaneously in the middle of the night, master? Island Hopper. Would you be available? The cheeky boy. And what kind of foolish woman was I exactly, that I had opened that door for him when I should have shut it in no uncertain terms? But instead of doing the one sensible thing, I found myself typing. Katakura. If you knew you were finished before midnight, I could be persuaded, but not later. Island Hopper. I'll let you know, slave. Katakura. Thank you, master. However, I wouldn't want to be used if you were drunk. If that was the case, then leave it until tomorrow. I observed myself displaying at least that modicum of common sense. Island Hopper. I understand, but I usually don't drink. Katakura. Good. Then I await instruction. If I don't hear by 11:30, then I'll go to bed. I wasn't really expecting him to contact me, perhaps. It was the memory of being ghosted only the previous week by another young local that made me foolish enough to even offer this. Island Hopper. Okay, slut. Until then, I want you to touch yourself and almost come every 30 minutes. Every time you do, send me a message. I purred internally. He was keeping this interesting. We were still playing, and I was very much up for that. End of part 1.